Here's a thought I'll title, Relationship with the Artist. The assumptions that I started my photographic life with back in my 20s now seem so ridiculous. So many of them are just errors of youth, errors of judgment, assumptions that turned out to not be true. And one of the primary assumptions that has turned out to be not true in my life is that people owned artwork because they were connected with the artwork. For example, someone would walk into a gallery and say, I love that thing. I want to own that thing. I want it to be a part of my life forever and ever and ever. And so therefore, I'm going to buy it and hang it on the wall in my house, and it'll be a permanent part of my existence. Of course, that does happen, but rarely. Most frequently, what I find, particularly as I've gotten to know more and more collectors and owners of artwork over the years, is that collecting is first and foremost based on some sort of relationship with the artist. Not always, but definitely the dominant reason why people have artwork hanging on their walls. The most obvious one, of course, is that, I bet this is true for almost all of you, the most common artwork you have on your wall, the highest number of pieces you have hanging on the walls of your home, are probably photographs that you've done. And you obviously have a relationship with the artist because it's you. But that principle spreads farther than that. One characteristic of collecting that I've noticed with almost universal consistency is that people have work because of their connection with the artist. They either know the artist and the work has been given to them, or they've purchased it from a friend, or there's a mutual friend who introduces you to an artist and you decide you like their work so much you want to buy it and own it. Or perhaps it's a friend of a friend of a friend. But there's a thread that connects you to the artist, and that's why you have their work hanging on your wall. And I first got onto this idea when I realized that almost every time I talk to somebody about the artwork they have on their wall, what I hear is not comments about how they love the work and how it moves them and how it touches their heart and etc., but it's always acquisition stories. How I came to own this piece of artwork dominates the way people talk about the work on their walls. They found it this place, they collected it that place, and most frequently, they knew the artist. And so the artwork on their walls is not only artwork that has visual importance in their life, but it's a connection to a relationship, to a past, to a common experience. In other words, in the acquisition story, I hear universally how the owner of the artwork has some sort of connection with the artist in one capacity or another. It may be as strong as, this is my best friend and they did the work, or it could be as tenuous as, I met them at a gallery and fell in love with their work and purchased it on the spot. There's always a connection with the artist somehow or another. The one thing I never hear from people when they describe the artwork on their walls is that they know nothing about the artist, about the artwork, about the provenance, about the collectability. They just love it because it touches their heart deeply, which I always thought was the main reason why people would enjoy art, why they would want to own art, is because it was meaningful to them. And I've begun to wonder if maybe the meaningfulness of artwork is only important to us. When we make a piece of artwork, we want it to be meaningful to us because we're so intimately connected with the artwork, with the vision, with the creative spark that led to the production of the artwork. We have that kind of connection that completely bypasses a relationship with the artist because it's our work. But rarely do we find that's the case with other people. The exception to this is serious art collectors, who more often than not, I find, are trying to make some kind of meaningful collection, possibly even for historic purposes. They love photography so much that they're making a private collection of photographers' work so that they can leave that behind or donate it to a museum or put together a book publication or some such thing. So they're serious and passionate collectors. But for the rest of us, particularly if we don't have the means to be serious collectors, the artwork on our wall is there because we have some sort of connection with the artist, and we probably like the work. Even if we have a connection with the artist, if we don't like the work, we're not going to hang it on the wall. But the question about why it's hanging on the wall is usually that combination of, yeah, I like the work, but I have this story that goes with the artwork that connects me with the artist, and that's what's important to the owner and why they share it with us, because to them, that's one of the most meaningful parts of the artwork. And looking back on it, I now realize how naive my assumptions were in my youth, that people would just randomly walk into a gallery and buy a piece of artwork because they really loved it. I know, that happens. But in my observation, that is a very rare exception.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.